No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Natural Ange has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning.
A lot of people feeling all sorts of different ways this morning.
Yeah.
I guess after a weekend like that, after Friday's events. And
I've definitely put a bit of thought towards it. And
takes a bit of time to process, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And with that, I thought, well, what can I do to help? And
being a naturopath,
yeah,
a registered,
that's
talented
right.
Naturopath.
Well, always when we think of grief and funerals and things, it's always rosemary comes to mind for remembrance and grief. And it's a beautiful herb that grows in many people's gardens. So if you're making a wreath for some of your Muslim friends, I would go and put some rosemary in it because it's a really nice gesture.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But also, I thought about the grief process, which began with Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and it's all, I think that was 5 stages, now it's about 7 stages. But if you need to understand what that is, and many people can be going through the grief process on many levels, it talks about going through shock and denial initially, and then you can go through the various stages in any order, like anger, bargaining, denial, depression. And then finally, after 2 years, or I might say and some, you come to acceptance. And it takes a long time, but it's really worth downloading that. You'll find it on the internet, just write the grief process. It's a really good description of all, so you can understand the emotions that come up in this time. Yeah. And then also I thought, well, what else could I offer people? We do have really good herbs for stress and sleep. And I've got a good email which has for mood disorders or depression or anxiety. There's just get in touch with me, go to naturalange.com and then contact me. And then there'll be
that stuff can really creep, can't it? Can really creep in before you realise that it's there. You sort of, there's a lot of it.
Because some people are giving up hope on humanity. You know, those people who suffer from depression go, oh, it's another blow to our human kind. So you know, it's walks
remember,
in nature.
Got to remember, this is. I mean, even though with all the tragedy of what happened, you know, there's. It's still going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, and,
exactly.
and we still, as weird as
together.
It even though it doesn't feel like it, we still live in the safest time ever in history to be alive.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think we need to be grateful for, I guess,
I know,
make even better. Maybe,
yep. Yeah, and I think, you know, spend time with your friends and your loved ones. I mean, I went out to Mirawai on the deck and sat with a few friends and my sister and brother-in-law, and we just chatted about it, you know, and it's just, you know, even though we're remote and but yet affected, it's just nice to talk about it. And I've signed the petition against the gun law, you know, before the gun law change is what I mean to say. And things like that. And walks in nature, you know, just go and walk on the beach or see the horizon and keep going.
Oh, that's awesome, by the way, the horizon, if you haven't seen it. I bet there's people listening who just, without even thinking about it, if they're thinking about it now, when is the last time you saw the horizon? When is the last time you saw a sunset on the horizon?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And we've got East Coast.
You feel it in your body.
We've got East Coast and West Coast, you know, that's really lucky. And I say that having lived in Melbourne, which is a great city, but man, once a week I had to get on the 246 bus and get down to St Kilda because I was actually going a bit mad not seeing the horizon.
St Kilda's not the most satisfying beach.
I know. On my day off, I'd drive 2 hours to a real beach.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we had to do.
We do have a couple of queries, health-related queries.
Yep.
And this is a good one. What can I do to boost my kids' immunity before the winter bugs kick in, ages 1, 2, and 5?
1, 2, and 5. Okay, that's a really good question. And what I would do there is start doing vitamin C powder because that's really good for kids and they love it because it's like an orange drink. I've got C-Max up at the clinic, which is practitioner range, and it's awesome. Always look for white dots on the nails because they might need a little bit of zinc, but that's a good healthy diet.
Polka dots or speckles or...?
You'll just see white dots sort of dotted all over their nails and you think, you're a bit low on zinc.
I've seen those before.
And sour foods before meals to really bring up the defence in these little ones so that they've got a good gastric enzymes so that cools off a lot of bugs and things. Then pretty much hand washing before coming to the table. It's that sort of...
My mum used to drill that into me. Wash your hands before the time.
It's a fairly good
Yeah,
because it's the hand to mouth.
Even
you know.
If it's, you're not about to have something to eat and you just think, I should wash my hands.
Yeah.
Go and wash your hands.
Imagine the days when you couldn't wash your hands.
I know, yeah.
Or just, you know...
Someone else has texted in.
Yes, sure.
They've said,
there's always echinacea too, so...
Ah, yes.
Called decongestant formula and things like that.
Someone said, hi, Ange, my 10-year-old son suffers from frequent cold sores. He's pretty healthy, good diet. They just seem to take a hold if he gets a bit tired or run down. Our family are quite prone to them. Is there any daily supplement that I could add to help him out? We avoid nuts and give lysine during an attack. Thanks so much.
Well, during an attack, you could even take lysine 1,000 milligrams a day to prevent that. And the foods that are rich in lysine are dairy and meat. And a lot of people are cutting that out. And then they're going on to arginine-rich foods, which can make it come out. And that is chocolate and nuts. And they get stressed, then they reach for a chocolate bar. So I hear she's cut back on nuts already. Zinc's also good too. And sometimes, if you wanted, I've got lozenges that I can order in, which have got zinc and lysine together, and that's, you know, perfect for that. But stress, wind, sun, so you got to wear lip balm to protect the lips.
Someone else has texted in. They say, hi Ange, I've been prescribed Hypericin 30C for complex nerve pain, but have unmedicated borderline hypertension. Have read hypericin raises blood pressure. Should I take it? What do you think?
I haven't heard that does that. I wonder where you read that. If you want, give me you can get photosensitivity on high hypericin products, but not high potential. But give me get in touch with me, like rather ring me at the clinic, 376-0174, or just go contact me so that I can look it up in my textbooks and just check that. But licorice, yes, it does raise blood pressure, but not... that, as far as I'm concerned, but I will check. Yeah.
Is there anything that a naturopath would prescribe to generate more kindness, caring, and empathetic thoughts in people?
Flower essences are good for that, you know. So, and persistent unwanted thoughts and holly for hatred, things like that, which you usually give for sibling rivalry when the new baby's arriving. But when you start sort of picking it.
Yeah. I guess when you just define it, that's pretty gnarly. Yeah.
Paul also says...
But I haven't had to go to this extreme. But yeah.
On the horizon topic, don't forget the sunrise. I saw it yesterday and it was serene.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, listeners.
Nice.
All right. Hey, Ange, if people want to get hold of you, how can they do that?
Go naturalange.com. And that's a knee on the end. And I've got a new booking system online there. So
oh, have you?
Blanking great. Yeah, I've moved to Microsoft Outlook and it's going well. And then what else did I do? There, 376-0174. I'm above Harvest Natural Health Centre, Harvest Whole Foods.
And, of course, if you can't get your head around that, next week about this time.
Yes.
Just quickly, absolutely. Someone also said, I gave up tomatoes, capsicum, potatoes, and my cold sores are gone. So,
hey, what about that?
Yeah, because it's a food intolerance.
Give that a go.
So I can help you with those.
Tomatoes, capsicums, and potatoes. Mm. You can just see them all walking out the door,
eh?
An
eggplant. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
Actually, they can't walk, just so you know.
No.
Well, yeah.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ange.
Thank you, Ange.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.